We come tonight to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But yet you know the stories. You know, it's Chris and I think Chris would agree, sometimes it's difficult on Christmas Eve or Easter because you already know the story, you already know where it's going, you know what it's about, and so it's difficult to necessarily craft a message that you don't think you already know where it goes, what it belongs to. You know the story that Caesar had called for a census to increase taxes, so Joseph and Mary headed to Bethlehem. They arrive there. There's no room for the inn at the inn, so they end up in the stable where Mary gives birth, and Christ is born and placed in a manger. Shepherds are out in the field. The angels appear to them and tell them about the birth of Jesus, and they go and see and worship at the manger. And a star appears in the sky. Magi in the east, they see it and interpret it and come and visit. We know the story. But do you ever stop and consider why that what happened that way that night? You know, how did heaven and earth become one in that moment? And why did it become like that? You know, if God can do anything, you know, God created the world, God is all powerful, why would he come as a baby in a manger instead of just doing some creative thing to redeem the world and just have it all taken care of? You know, the harmony and the unity that existed between God and his creation was broken in the Garden of Eden. And you know the story of how then when Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden, they began to hide themselves and they covered themselves. And that act then just kind of intensified and multiplied throughout the ages. You know, all of us continue to run from God, hide from God, deny God, you know, separated from God. Ever since that moment, the world has been moving deeper and deeper into chaos. Things seem to only get worse, you know, and we were created in the garden to be in his image. God said, let us make mankind in our image. But because of sin, we're far from living in a way that reflects who God truly is. You know, God called to us and spoke to us to try to bring us back into what he wanted us to be in creation, created in the image of God. And he called to us through servants and through prophets. And he did that down through the ages. Servants that had a special calling or relationship with God and anointing, they would declare to us the word of God as Moses would go up on the mountain and receive the Ten Commandments and then come back and speak to the people and declare to them what the word of God was. He'd meet with God face to face, but none of us ever seemed to have that type of relationship. But even Moses was not perfect. David and Solomon, they would record in the Psalms and Proverbs the wisdom and the worship that they would have of God that we would continue to read today through their anointed writings. But neither one of them were perfect. They still had a separation in some ways between them and God. The prophets would also speak to us like Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel, and they carry God's message to kings and to nations and calling us to return and repent and come back to God. But yet the chaos of the world still just seemed to get worse and worse. In spite of everything they shared and everything they'd written and everything we already have now within our scriptures, you know, we've never really lived into the message that was given to us. Earthly kings, even if they were good kings, failed to rule completely in righteousness, and they've been unable to restore and redeem creation. You know, it's cyclical. We have horrible nations and countries, and then we have some good moments, and then we fall back because none of us ever seem to get it right about being and living as a created person in God's image. God knew from the very beginning that it's going to take more than just a prophet, more than just a messenger, more than someone that would just speak to us about the words of God. He knew he was eventually going to need to get personally involved. He'd need to somehow demonstrate to us what life would be like in a pure relationship with him. The Creator would have to become part of the creation. Why would that matter to him? It's because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. God would decide to wrap himself in the very flesh of humanity. Did you ever watch the show Undercover Boss? You know, where someone assumes a role and they generally wear a wig or a fake mustache or some other, you know, and they get different clothes and they go in and start doing the work within their company to find out how the company's really working, and then at the end they would be able to make some changes. God, in a sense, did the same thing. He wrapped himself in flesh and came to earth. He'd step out of heaven and into his creation. Pete Gregg, he stated once that God would leave infinity for infancy in the cradle. The name above all names, the great I Am, would be rumored to be illegitimate. The Creator of the cosmos, the one who could speak anything by a word, just speak it into existence, he would become an apprentice to his father as a builder and carpenter. Now, God knew his love for us and his desire to reach this world, that he would need to get personally involved. It would take he himself coming in human flesh. No longer would it just simply be prophets speaking to us. No longer would it be servants declaring the word of God, saying, "Thus saith the Lord," but it would be the very word of God now becoming flesh, dwelling among us, and through that birth in the stable, we'd now experience Emmanuel, God with us. You know, the angel declared to Joseph and recited some scripture that came from Isaiah regarding the child we worship. And this child would be his personal intervention into our world of chaos to restore order. It says in Matthew chapter 1, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. John would write, you know, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and then the Word became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. That meaning God is here. God is here. Now, why would he need to come as a baby, though? Why didn't he just appear to us in human form? He had to come as a baby so that he could identify and relate to every aspect of our existence. He could explain and know exactly what it's like to start as a child and all the temptations, all the frustrations, all the aggravations of living within this world and still represent the created image of God. The scriptures tell us that he is the image of the invisible God. We are created in his image, so we also should be bearing the image of God, the invisible God. When people see us, they should be seeing Emmanuel, God here. Not that we are God, but they should be able to see the image of the invisible God. Jesus would reflect God's very nature to us in everything he did. And through him, we would see the love of God manifested in his life and in his death. And one who lived life in the flesh, representing what we were created to be. Living as we were created to be, created in his image. I wonder sometimes if the life that Jesus lived and reflected was what God initially intended for us when we were created in his image. Were we created to live exactly like Jesus lived in our midst? He is the image of the invisible God. So we come on Christmas Eve to worship him, the one born in Bethlehem, the one that represents God is now here. Emmanuel has come. And so we want to dedicate our lives to carrying his light into the world. This dark world still needs to see one living in the life created as we are intended to be with our purpose. So Jesus, he granted to us life, and he grants to us light. So let your light and your life shine forth through the message that God is here. So as we light candles this evening, may you allow that flame to represent your life, and may your life bring light into a dark world. Just as a candlelight will light this room, may this represent your life, and may you carry this light into another world that desperately needs to see the image of God.